Why were you born? Why do you exist? What is the purpose of mankind? My friends, have you ever stopped to ponder the deeper meaning of life? We say that we believe that there is a great Creator God. Would we grant Him that He must have some idea of what He is doing? Every work, every endeavor of man is for a purpose. We know that a carpenter or an architect would not build a structure without a purpose in mind. Why do we suppose that our Creator God has no purpose for His creation? My friends, we are His creation. Why then were we made? For what purpose were we created? Surely God has something in mind, doesn't He? Let me tell you right here that the Bible reveals nothing at all about going to heaven when we die. That is sheer nonsense. That is the kind of talk that turns people off from Christianity. It's no wonder that so many are turned off at such fables. God has created mankind to ultimately be in His family. Your Bible says so. Now please, don't believe me. Believe God. Believe the Word of God. Look in your own Bible to see what God says. Your eternity is too precious to trust another man to tell you what God says. Do not be afraid to read your Bible. You will see that you have an incredible human potential ahead of you. In fact, you have an eternal potential that is positively astounding. It has remained undiscovered by science. No religion has ever revealed it. Higher education has not taught it. Is it possible that the whole world has been deceived regarding the awesome purpose of human life? And could it be true that the real gospel message that Jesus Christ brought from heaven revealed this missing dimension, but it was hidden and suppressed? This program that you are hearing is the eye-opening story of the real gospel message of Jesus Christ, the proclamation of Jesus Christ, of how this missing dimension, the story of your incredible human potential, has been withheld and how this whole world has been deceived. The true good news that Jesus Christ brought has been hidden from the world. Jesus brought a message that we, mere mortal human beings, are destined to be in the family of God. Why has this message been hidden from mankind? John, the beloved apostle, wrote it so clearly. He said, "Now are we the sons of God." My friends, that is not semantics. That is not mere sentiments. Believe what the Scriptures say. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, when Jesus Christ shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. God's Word says, we shall be like Him. How can that be? Why isn't that incredible good news preached in the churches today? It's time to clear up the mystery. My friends, it is time to understand what your incredible human potential is. Do not underestimate your incredible human potential. And do not underestimate God's love for you and God's purpose for creating you in the first place. This is the proclamation of Jesus Christ. We proclaim only what Jesus taught. We don't change it. Go to our website and see for yourself. ChildrenofGod.net or write to us at Post Office Box 30332, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72260. We will repeat the address at the end of the program. My friends, the incredible human potential has at last been revealed. Does it make sense to you? When humanity has been endowed with such tremendous mental power that more than half of the people on the earth should be illiterate, living in abject poverty, near starvation, in filth and in squalor, with war and terrorism all around? Isn't mankind smarter than that? Does it make sense to you that human civilization has developed modern science, higher education, great religions, huge governments? We've traveled to the moon and beyond. And yet, with all of that, mankind is in total ignorance of the way to world peace. No one can tell us what the purpose of man is. Where is man going? How is he going to get there if he doesn't know where he's going? Does it make sense to you? With man endowed with such great powers, mind power, that the world should be filled with so much unhappiness, troubles, evil, and hopelessness. Did Almighty God intend for it to be this way? We may want to blame it on human nature, but why is man so utterly hopeless to solve his problem? Have you ever wondered about the countless millions of bright stars that you can see on a black night? Sometimes they appear like a beautiful fireworks display that has just burst out into a glittering cluster. Many of those tiny stars are actually tremendous suns, incredibly larger than our sun. Probably many of them are surrounded by planets like our sun is surrounded by the Earth, Mars, and the rest of the planets, all in our solar system. Have you ever wondered about them? Are any of them inhabited? Did they evolve, as most scientists, as most astronomers and biologists and geologists and evolutionists theorize? Or were they created by an all-intelligent, all-powerful creator being? My friends, I believe that down deep you know the answer to that question. God created all things, or there would be nothingness. That's all, absolutely nothing. Would you rather believe that in some big bang eons ago that a whole lot of nothingness exploded into something that we see now as the vast, beautiful universe? My friends, our universe was created and set in space for a purpose, and it was created by Almighty God. Do any of the planets contain any kind of life? Or are they like our moon, dead, decayed, lifeless, wasted, empty, uninhabitable? And if they are in a dead state of decay and lifelessness, why would an intelligent creator have created them in that way? I think you know the answer. Life does not come from non-life. Never has. And my friends, it never will. The answer is, man was created for a purpose. God has a purpose in mind for man. Do you grasp the incredible truth of the Bible? God is reproducing himself. We see it all through the plan of creation. Through mankind, God is reproducing himself. The full realization of man's creation is not yet complete. We are not destined to die forever. So many people today look at the graveyards and think that it's hopeless. They do not believe in a God of the resurrection. We've been created with temporary human life for the purpose of receiving eternal God life. Mankind is not born with God life inherent within himself. It's a gift of God. There are requirements for eternal life. Those are listed in our scriptures. God's not creating a universe that will be filled with murderers and criminals. No, my friends, God wants us to be like He is. He wants us to be like Him. To be like God is, we must first learn to have godly character. That's holy, righteous, spiritual character, like God's character. God will not create that kind of character in us. It must be developed. Godly character is the ability to know and willfully choose the right way of God and reject the wrong way of Satan. God has eternal life, and God has that kind of character. We do not already have an eternal soul living in us. The Bible speaks of no such thing. We don't have an eternal soul that goes to heaven or hell when we die. My friends, please don't be confused. It was Satan who said, "You shall not surely die." God clearly says, "The wages of sin is death. If you sin, you die." And we are all sinners. What's the answer? Jesus Christ is the Savior of true Christians. God alone gives eternal life to whom He will. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ came preaching the good news of the soon coming kingdom of God. Those who will be ruling as kings and priests in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ will be in the family of God, spirit beings as God is spirit. Only the true followers of Jesus Christ will inherit eternal life, not professing Christians. What then is a true Christian? Too many believe that a Christian is a matter of choice, like being a Republican or a Democrat. My friends, being a Christian is much more than that. It requires a complete change of attitude and motivation. The Apostle Paul explained it as a total change in a person's priority. He wrote in Romans chapter 8, For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. You see the difference in motivation? Next, I want you to notice that a total change in a person must take place in order for him to be a true Christian. For to be carnally minded is death. Or we would say fleshly minded. Or to think like a fleshly person does is death. It leads to death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It does not come naturally to be a son of God. Quite the contrary, my friends. Because the fleshly mind is enmity against God. That means that the way we are with this carnal nature makes us enemies of God. Because we are not subject to the law of God. Neither can we be. The development of godly character is a must then. Paul continues, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of God, he is not His. We don't belong to God. God's Spirit and life are first given in part after our repentance, our faith, our baptism, and the laying on of hands. That is when God begins to live in us, to give us of His life. A Christian then is one who has received and in whose mind dwells the Holy Spirit of God. Otherwise, a person is not a Christian. We've been hearing the true gospel which Jesus proclaimed. Jesus Christ came proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And that good news includes our incredible human potential as eternal sons of God in the family of God. Write for a free transcript of this program. Tune in again next week to the proclamation of Jesus Christ.